This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There have now been 10 human infections of bird flu identified in Colorado. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is the state veterinarian. She says while the avian flu is concerning, it's not a crisis. Colorado's response to the virus in poultry and dairy cows has been swift, but there are challenges.
This is, a novel event that we're dealing with. And so the risk and the science is changing as we're going. And I've told my team this is an analogy where we're building the plane as we're flying it. But I'm happy to say that we're still flying.
Baldwin says the risk to the general population is still low. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is backing a bill that would set up an oversight commission for Indian boarding schools. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
It's an issue that hits close to home. Colorado had 5 government-funded Native American boarding schools where Native American or Indigenous children were forcibly removed from their homes. Hickenlooper says the bill is a step towards healing and telling the whole story of America.
The Truth and Healing Act is not going to erase this dark past, but it does acknowledge our responsibility to unearth the stories of suffering and injustice that we have buried for generations.
Hickenlooper referenced the history of Fort Lewis College in Durango, which began as an Indian boarding school where children suffered abuse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Smoke from wildfires on the West Coast is still blowing into Colorado. Health authorities have issued an air quality alert for the Front Range urban area through tomorrow morning when the smoke will lessen. This is CPR News at 6:06.